This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. Buses from across the state carried several hundred Texas Muslims, many of them first-time visitors to the state capitol Thursday. They were met by a small but boisterous group of protesters and harsh words from at least one legislator. Before sunrise, a few dozen Muslims, including students from a parochial school called Radiant STEM Academy, are readying for prayers at the Islamic Center of Irving.
Are you praying? Did you pray yet?
No.
After a few minutes, a young boy takes charge. Later, on the bus to Austin, the kids relax. Saif Islam is at the front of the bus, excited about his first trip to the capital.
I'm passionate about learning my right as a citizen of the United States, as a Muslim, to know what I should be doing so I can take the positive messages back in my community so we can contribute in a positive way.
He and busloads of Muslims from at least five other cities are participating in what's called Texas Muslim Capital Day, a regular event sponsored by the local chapters of the Council on American Islamic Affairs. The idea is to show young people and adults how to participate in democracy. As the visitors arrive to the south steps of the Capitol, they see a few dozen protesters carrying signs that say, "Save America" and "Go home, take Obama with you." Rick Ellis is a native of Fort Worth and now lives just east of Waco. His sign reads, "Jesus Christ is Lord."
Sharia law violates the rights of persons. We do not violate the rights of another person. And when they renounce the violations of people's rights all over the world, whenever they deal with that, when they clean the trash out of their own mosque, then they can come lecture me as an American.
Sheikh Islam Mossad is with the North Austin Muslim Community Center.
We are here for a safe Texas. We are here for a healthy Texas. We are here for a prosperous Texas. And as for haters, haters are as in the words of the teenagers. They're just like dust. Just brush them off.
While protesters continue to shout "Jesus" and "ISIS will gladly take you," speakers try to stay focused on the day's goals. Dominic Calhoun is a staffer for State Representative Sylvester Turner, a Democrat from Houston.
To the students that are here, we encourage you to take part of the democratic process. And once again, we welcome you to the House. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to stop by Representative Turner's office in the ground floor, West 15.
Another welcome came from State Representative Jeff Leach, a Republican from Plano. He tweeted, "All Texans are welcome at your capital, and all Texans are always welcome in my office. Come one, come all. Hashtag TexLedge." That wasn't the case with freshman State Representative Molly White, a Republican from Belton, south of Waco. She left an Israeli flag at a front desk in the Capitol and instructed her staff to ask Muslim visitors to renounce Islamic terrorist groups and pledge their allegiance to the United States. On Facebook, she wrote, quote, "We'll see how long they stay in my office," end quote. These words didn't discourage Aliyah Salem, the executive director of the North Texas chapter of the Council on American Islamic Affairs. Speaking to the crowd of mostly young students, she says,
"You have to get involved. You have to participate, or this country will never represent you. I want everybody here today to be proud, because I don't want to talk about what we aren't. I want to talk about what we are. And Muslims are amazing people. We are an amazing community, and there should be nothing in this world that stops you from living up to those ideals that we pledge to in our faith and in our country."
And with that, hundreds climbed back onto the bus and headed home. Duahli Saikautau, KERA News, Austin.